An important decision for a politician or a would-be politician is when to start their career, when to seek election. It's also important to decide when it's time to leave the stage, to retire. What the future held was on the mind of Sir Charles Carouche as he prepared to attend his 50th Tynwald Open Air Ceremony, but also whether to continue in the role that he'd been first to occupy in 1990, President of Tynwald. He was talking to David Collister.
Well, I'm looking forward, actually, to participating in my 50th Tynwald at St John's. Delighted to have the privilege to have been of service to the island over that period.
You did say to us a little while ago that you would leave it until July to make your decision about a political future. What, in fact, have you decided?
Well, I've already accepted an invitation to stand for the presidential vacancy when it occurs. So that is your answer.
So that means Sir Charles Carouche seeking re-election as president for a five-year period, and that, of course, is at the end of the agenda for next week's Tynwald.
That's quite correct.
You will, in fact, be going out of office before that, though, won't you?
Yes, the provisions of the Constitution Act are somewhat peculiar, and they really did not take into account the mixed pattern of operation that they were presenting to the court when they were drafting the legislation.
And is that a bit
strange? It's a bit woolly, to be frank.
What about these nominations from the floor? I mean, that's the situation with the re-election of the president. Is that a tidy way of doing it?
Of course, there may be other candidates. I mean, the court is filled by men and women of calibre, quite capable of carrying out the responsibility. And the Act provides that anyone can be nominated from Keys, Council, or indeed the outgoing President. So it's a very open book.
It is. I note the last item on the agenda. Is that the right position for it, or ought it have been perhaps the first item on the agenda?
Well, the way the Act is framed, I think the decision to have it as the last item on the agenda is the appropriate one.
So you, Sir Charles, won't actually be present then for the sitting?
No. While responsibility for the agenda paper and the question paper will have been mine, that responsibility for implementing that will be in the hands of the Deputy President.